You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Matthew Leach and Paul Hagan.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to MLB.com Extra. I'm Paul Hagan, here with Matthew Leach. Pretty soon we'll be talking to Bill Chastain, who covers the Rays for MLB.com. Matthew, it was a busy week for the Rays. A lot of conjecture whether they would or wouldn't trade David Price at the deadline, and they ended up doing it, trading him to the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, and they made a very interesting move. You know, rather than going for prospects, though they got one very good prospect in the deal, they went with guys they are going to try and keep winning. They may not get in this year, but they made a deal that they think is going to make them a better team in 2015, which is kind of what a team in their position has to do. They're not really a team that can afford a rebuild. They need to stay. They need to keep winning and keep trying to get people to come to the park and watch them on TV.
So, Bill, obviously the big news recently with the Rays is the decision to trade David Price. What's been the reaction to that, both in town and in the clubhouse?
Well, the clubhouse is, both you guys have covered clubhouses before. It's usually hard to find out anything in the clubhouse. You know, I think that's one of the most overrated things ever. What's the mood in the clubhouse? It generally stays the same. For the most part, I think the reaction in the Bay Area is, wow, we didn't get enough. But from a personal standpoint, I look at this thing where it's like I really believe they did the right thing because they stuck to their model. I think the only way they can mess up the run that they've been on the past several years is by falling in love with a player and overpaying him. And I don't mean overpaying him just like David Price. He's going to get what he's going to get on the open market. But I mean overpaying for what they have with their payroll. So moving Price was something that just, to me, had to be done in order to stick to that model, which has been successful. And that model depends on young players playing for salaries and being under control.
Now, You mentioned the perception, Bill, that and I think this existed in a lot of places, that this was a relatively light haul for a year and a half of a Cy Young winner. What do they look at when they see these guys? Do they see Smiley as more of a front of the rotation guy? Do they see Franklin as a star? Is it about Adamas? What is it about this? I mean, and I'm not saying it's a weak haul, but what is it about the players they got that makes them think that this was the deal they had to make rather than another deal or wait into the winter?
Well, first, I think there was the idea of what happens if they finish the year with him. Say he doesn't finish the year well, his value goes down, and they don't make the playoffs. That's worst-case scenario. Then you get to where if you move to the winter and you've got more competition as far as different pitchers, you know, who are going to be free agents, are you going to sign one of the free agents? You're going to trade for Price. Then you only have 1 year left. I mean, one thing a lot of people have been comparing this to, we got Will Myers for James Shields. But if you go back and look at that, you got Shields for 2 years under control. And that wasn't the same thing with Price. You know, you're getting a year and a half. And on top of that, you know, the idea that they know they're not going to be able to keep this guy anyway. Now, I do think that there is a part of the Rays, you know, obviously with Price, knowing that Price could be traded at any moment. These guys, I'm sure, have been scouting just about everybody in baseball. And I know they like, you know, a lot of times they'll trade for a guy or sign a guy that they see something, and if he does a little something different, it can really change the way he is. I remember with Cal Farnsworth, they were talking about there was some little modification to his delivery and then when they got him the first year, he led the team in saves. But I think they really like Smiley. They control him for 4 years. And then on top of that, Franklin, they kind of feel like his numbers are not representative of what he is capable of. They really like his bat and the way it comes off the bat. Now, the upside on the shortstop, Willie Adamas, is supposed to be really high. And, of course, that's a crapshoot, though, when you think about how much can go wrong between single A and getting to the major leagues. But supposedly there is a huge upside for that kid who's 18 and already playing in the Midwest League.
You mentioned the notion, and I agree with it, that for the most part the mood in any given clubhouse from day to day is stable. I think that's what gets you to the big leagues. With that said, this is kind of a unique situation. Is there any concern as this team tries to compete that, you know, maybe a little of the wind was knocked out of their sails and that maybe, you know, even if they are still a pretty good club, that it might be an uphill climb for them just because of removing such a key cog from the club?
Oh, yeah, I think there is that concern does exist. But by the same token, I think the feeling's there that, you know, they went on an incredible run from June 10th to, you know, just before they lost the final game of the Milwaukee series this past week. And they gained literally no ground with Price. So, you know, it's kind of like this is going to be a tough road to hoe with or without Price for the rest of the year. So, you know, I do think that a lot of these guys, it's more just a thing where, you know, they deal with it, you know, the situation's different in the clubhouse now. You know, we just make the most of our opportunity. We play with the players we got. It's kind of that kind of mentality.
You think the manager is uniquely suited for a situation like this? He seems like a guy who is going to drive that message home pretty well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and they're trained in this. I mean, you know, you go back and look at the past several years, the guys that have left either trade or free agency, Carl Crawford, B.J. Upton, James Shields, Matt Garza, you know, you're kind of groomed to go elsewhere. And on the other side of that thing, too, you look at some of those guys that have left, some of them haven't done really that great since they've left. So, you know, again, I think the idea in their clubhouse, I mean, I think the players understand what they're usually very open with these guys about, you know, it is a business, you know, and the mentality is kind of there, you know, once you make too much money, you're probably not going to be here, even though they did saddle up with Evan Longoria. But, you know, the idea is, you know, you just got to keep it young, keep it competitive, keep it under control.
Well, if I'm Ben Zobrist, do I think that this makes it more likely that I'm traded this month because the Rays are now, you know, looking to sort of retrench a little bit? Or do I think it's less likely because having traded David Price, I can't trade anybody else. I want to still try to take a shot at this year.
I think that's a good question, and I really don't have the answer for it. I mean, and obviously he would have to clear waivers to make a deal. But, you know, one of the first things I saw when I learned more about Franklin, and I have seen him play, but I don't remember him well. I know he had a couple of good games against the Rays, but you know, one of the things that stuck out to me right away is this guy plays a lot of positions, and he's a switch hitter. So right away I'm thinking, is this guy the guy that is going to step in when you trade Zobrist? So, you know, I just don't feel like they feel any player is more important than the rest of the team, save maybe Longoria.
You mentioned, and I've seen that same report on Franklin, what do they think of him long-term? I mean, do they think of him as kind of that super utility guy? Do they think he is a big league shortstop? I mean, what's the organization's take on this guy that they just acquired?
In talking with some of the guys, just kind of asking what they got in the deal, you know, the thing that kept coming up to me was they felt like he really had kind of a plus bat, you know, and the ball really comes well off his bat. And what I heard from the Seattle side was that, you know, he came up last year with them and had a good month, and then he didn't do so well the next month. And, you know, he was a little bit cocky and a little bit immature, but basically a good guy, but just maybe needed a little more seasoning. So I guess they're banking on that bat being what it was. And, of course, he was a number one pick, but, you know, out of high school. So I'm sure they've seen him play countless games, and there's something there that they really like mostly about his bat, though.
Well, one of the things that has not gone right for the Rays this year is Will Myers getting hurt. How close is he to coming back?
You know, I've talked to him a lot during the last week, and he's pretty encouraged about how he feels. He's kind of a fun guy to talk to because he likes to just grip it and rip it. You know, that's kind of his philosophy. And, in fact, last thing I talked to him about the clubhouse yesterday, he was just saying, you know, we were just talking about, you know, going out and swinging hard, and he feels fine swinging hard now. So I think it might go a little bit quicker than what they're saying, you know. So you know, which probably means he'll probably hit the deadline about or the, what has been kind of forecast, which was, you know, the middle of August. So, you know, right now he's gonna go down to Port Charlotte, work out some. Then he's going to go to Durham by the end of this week, and he could be in a game by Saturday. So I expect him back a little bit quicker. But with the play of Guyer and Kiermaier, I wouldn't be surprised if he just came back and all he did was DH for the rest of the year.
The Rays are going to be a very interesting kind of baseball experiment over the next couple of months. It's a team that trades away its best player, tries to stay in contention. It'll be fun to watch. We appreciate your taking some time to talk with us, Bill. This is MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach with Paul Hagan.